When the silver ran out, the sheep moved in, thousands of them in fact. This place became one of the largest sheep exporting cities in the world. You'd be surprised by the location and the real-life festival that is still held today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit agrigold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at americancountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at americancountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at americancountryside.com.
Mary Austin Crofts lives in what many people today consider a resort town.
We're up in the mountains with six mountain ranges around us in a place called the Wood River Valley.
She is describing Ketchum, Idaho, and the well-known Sun Valley Resort area. Long before skiers came here, silver miners made the trek hoping to strike it rich. But only a few did.
As the silver market plummeted in the early 1900s, and this place really essentially became a ghost town, it was the sheep industry that really kept the economy moving.
At one time, this was one of the leading sheep production areas, not only in the nation, but the world.
This area became the second largest sheep shipping center in the world, next to Sydney, Australia.
There are still sheep here, but not nearly the numbers from a century ago.
To become that big of a sheep shipping center, that means that there were a million sheep being trailed from southern Idaho through this valley into the mountains to be grazing in all summer long, and then to come back through the valley in the fall, go south for shearing, and then for lambing.
Mary is describing a practice that still takes place today. Sheep are trailed twice annually, back and forth from the mountains through Ketchum. But what has changed is the development of the resort area.
As the valley grew and people who came here didn't have any idea why we had sheep in our tulips in the spring and sheep in our lawn eating our foliage in the fall.
The trailing of the sheep festival is not just a celebration here. It is actually how ranchers still move the herd through town. Traveling the countryside in Ketchum, Idaho, I'm Andrew McCrae.